But in the House today,
you know, sometimes they talk about African-American actors and actresses not working in Hollywood. Rendy with Kel Robinson, that ain't a problem for her. Girlfriend doing serious work, and that means she's getting paid when she does the work. When they rerun her stuff from way back when, she gets a little something-something. So she's a hard worker. She's on television. She's in the movies. She is all up into the game as Tasha Mack. But tonight, 7 o'clock, Eastern Star Church Northwest Campus. Mm-hmm. She ain't gonna be doing the game. She gonna be doing a little preaching. she is part of the classic praise and worship service. Yeah. And some of you are saying, wait a minute, I don't see no reverend or no pastor in front of Wendy Raquel Robinson's name. But I thought Scripture teaches me you don't have to have something in front of your name to preach the word. And with that, we welcome Sister Rendy Raquel Robinson. Welcome.
Rendy. Sister Rendy, that's Reverend Rendy Raquel Robinson. How you doing?
How are you?
I am great.
You didn't think I had all that energy just getting here 3 minutes ago.
No, I didn't, but it was a welcome. It's a welcome I will never forget. Hi, baby. I am great. How are you?
What brings you to be at a praise and worship service as a speaker?
You know, you mentioned something about preaching, and that is not me. I'm definitely teaching all of the things that I have learned, you know, and if I can help someone along the path, then I know that my living will not be in vain because I've had so many people to step outside of their lives to take the time out for me. So, it's just pretty much provided a pathway for me to do the same.
Now, you have an entity that does things in the community.
Yes, I do.
What's that all about?
Amazing Grace Conservatory is a nonprofit that I started about 15 years ago, and it's a performing arts school for youth and young adults ages 5 to 18. But beyond performing arts, we give them life skills. Mm. We give them the opportunities that they would not necessarily have, you know, because the arts have been so removed out of the schools and so removed from just our day-to-day lives. And basically, the arts saved my life. It gave me an opportunity to express who I am in a non-judgmental environment. And we provide an opportunity for young people to just empower themselves through the arts, though.
How important is that? I mean, we're in, and I'm sure in California, they're trying to tighten the standards in the public schools and get the grades up. And everybody's saying, hey, our kids need to know math. They need to know science. They need to know English. They got to have a gazillion years of algebra. But how important is stressing all that and not stressing the creative part?
I think having a creative outlet, you can have all of the academia, because I'm all about academia. I graduated from Howard University, but at the same time,
I think you had one of them cum laudes at Howard, too.
Thank you, laude and a cum laude. But both of them go together. But it's so important because you can have all of the book smarts and all of that, but if you don't have a way of just expressing yourself just so freely and so openly, number one, it's not healthy.
Right.
And then number two, it just makes you so much more of a well-rounded individual, you know?
What got you started in the entertainment business? What was the thing that turned you on that you wanted to be an actress?
Well, I was ADD. And no, you know what's so funny? Growing up, I grew up in an inner city in South Central Los Angeles. And I was always this hyperactive child that needed to be a part of something. I started in dancing, then I started doing plays in the backyard, and I just started, you know, I lived on the street where there were like 25 kids, and we all get together and just create. So I've always been in touch with that creative side. My mom didn't know how to foster it, and she started putting me in different classes and different things, and before I knew it, you know, now I'm 17, and this is all I know, all I want to do, and all I've ever had a thirst for, and everything that I've ever strived for. It was just innately in me, and it was time for me to go to college, and Eddie Murphy had a quote years ago, and he was like, you know, a lot of times you say, well, you know, I'm going to do this as a backup plan. I'm going to have a backup plan, but then you kind of set yourself up for failure. You're saying, I'm going to do this just in case, you know, that don't work out. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to major in what I want to do, and this is what I want to do. So I majored in drama, went on to Howard, couldn't get a job, couldn't get an agent, couldn't get a phone call, couldn't get nothing, but through it all, you just keep trying and plotting and hitting the pavement. And actually getting into the business didn't come till I was at least maybe about 25 years old. But I had always been in it as a child.
your first big series was with Steve Harvey.
I've been in the trenches a long time.
That's what I'm asking. This thing on these websites, you going back to 1990 something or other here.
Yeah, well, that's when I was 4 years old. I was merely a child wrapped in swaddling clothes. I was lying in a manger.
There you go.
And that was a little babe.
But the reason I bring that up is a lot of times people don't realize that there are a lot of great black actors and actresses with a large body of work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, like I'm still looking for that breakout role. I don't feel like I've had it yet because there's so much more to me that I want to share.
So you don't feel you're a character actor. That's not.
I'm definitely a character actress. Okay. Oh yes, I'd like to say I'm not looking at the resume you're looking at, but in all of the work that I try and do, I try and diversify the portrayal of the different women that I do.
Is it hard to do a positive portrayal of a black woman because the producers and the script writers, we want you to play somebody kind of on the down low here.
Well, you know, I think with the influx of reality television coming mm-hmm. in and that genre taking off the way that it is, I think it's really slanting our view of women and the images that I want to say that they want to see on television. So it does become very, very difficult. And I want to say the pickings are very few and far and in between. Mm. So it's very, you know, it's contingent upon not only the actor, but, you know, it's all like a synergy. You got to have great writers, great producers, great directors, and great talent to all come together and make it right.
We were talking during the break that you didn't know here in Indiana, we had the first evil, heinous, ridiculous voter ID law that nobody knew about. And you're doing a PSA on behalf of was it Urban League?
Yeah, the National Urban League, actually. They commissioned myself and Angela Bassett and several other actresses and actors to really do a public announcement because, unbeknownst to me, I had no idea that in 28 states, mm-hmm. even as early as I want to say the beginning of this year, state laws were changed.
Yeah, well, see, we've been living in this oppression since 2005.
Well, my heart goes out to you, baby, okay? But howsoever and thus and such, I think it's just so important for us to know, to be prepared, mm-hmm. to be guarded.
Right.
Because it is not by coincidence that, you know, now these laws have really taken effect and they're going to affect so many voters.
So what do you expect to see tonight? Not because I'm sure this service is going to move along quickly tonight.
Amen.
Either that.
Amen.
Or tell Pastor Johnson just turn the TV screens on in the church to the debate at 9 o'clock.
And I'm right there with you. You know,
what do you expect tonight?
I think I'm going to expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, you know, Romney's a great speaker.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? He's a great speaker. And
he's going to try to come crazy.
He's going to try and come crazy. But, you know, my thing about Obama, love him to death. He's been in the trenches. Mm-hmm. He identifies to, I mean, that middle class, that struggling I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I think it's going to be very diverse in terms of the answers. I know my husband's like, it's going to be a knockout punch. I don't know.
Usually don't have knockout punches in these debates. I mean, the stakes are so high.
Well, it depends. Well, their views are so extremely different.
And I liked that they suddenly found a tape. And all these commentators I woke up to this morning, the president was pandering. He was talking in a different cadence.
When was this?
They found some tape from 07. See, you've been in the air. They found some tape from 07 where he's talking about Katrina and what the government didn't do in Katrina, which was the same things that the president, then President George W. Bush, kind of said the same kind of things. But he was talking to some brothers and sisters at, I believe, Hampton University.
Oh,
and
he was keeping it real.
He was keeping it real. But when he's been president, he's gone to some places mm-hmm. and kept it
and
real.
Kept it real.
That's code for black, y'all.
But you know what? It takes me back to remember all the controversy with the AME preacher.
Yeah, Reverend Wright. Yes.
Reverend Wright, yeah. So what, he was speaking like that?
Well, you know, you know the other side must be behind
mm-hmm.
when they come out with the black stuff.
And they got to come back from 07. Really? Oh, yeah. So that means that they're struggling. They're reaching. So, they're looking. They're searching.
So
yeah.
Here's the deal. And I'm going to help out Pastor Johnson in the service tonight. To get you in the proper groove for the debate, to get you in the proper Christian spirit, to get you in the spirit of New Testament as opposed to Old Testament.
That's right.
You need to come to the classic worship and praise service tonight.
That's right.
Is it starting at 6 or 7? God may start this 7. He may need to. Yeah, and we'll start on time.
The doors of the church are open. Amen.
They may be open. And it is at now it is at the new Eastern Star Northwest Campus that is right off of the intersection of Kessler Boulevard and Michigan Road. Now, I need to tell you, it's on Cooper Road. Mm-hmm. But the city and our wonderful mayor has Cooper Road blocked because it's taken them over a year to repave a street.
Oh, I thought you said it was blocked because I was coming. Okay. I'm sorry. It's blocked, honey. This is the parade on tonight.
So,
I know it's the parade on Saturday. We got a parade for
if the mayor wants to pick up some, regain support in the black community, he ought to fix that street so the street is open by 6 o'clock tonight.
Glory.
But I'm sure they're going to move through this service so you don't, or just set your DVR and your VCR at home, or they're going to rerun the debate on C-SPAN over and over, and it probably rerun it on CNN and MSNBC and over.
Oh, yeah.
So if you missed it, you can catch up on it. Mm-hmm. Wendy Raquel Robinson.
It is a pleasure, Mr.
It is
Amos.
A pleasure. Let me kind of dial in the head of our Black Legislative Caucus, State Representative Vanessa Summers. Mm-hmm. She is on our live line, and I know she has been nodding her head and
well,
saying,
"Well, I wish I'd have known she was going to be there."
You know, we didn't know either. Well, we knew, but the time moved around.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been on the phone. I'd have been there because I needed a couple of minutes with her.
Oh,
hey.
Well, we may have to make a little connection here.
Yeah, you know I need to meet her. You know, I love me some touching.
Oh, well, hey, it ain't nothing but a thing.
She may be here in the building for a while. But anyway, on Friday, Serious Business, the National Caucus of Black State Legislators is going to present their 19th annual Black America's Dialogue on Health, Raising Our Health Status Through Medical Innovation, Treatment, and Delivery. Representative Summers, what's going to happen at the State House Friday?
Well, at the State House Friday, we will be able to use both chambers of the House, totally African-American. We will be simulcast. And we will be talking about the Affordable Health Care Plan. We'll be talking about the health insurance exchanges and how they should be created. We will be talking about just the good parts and all the parts of the Affordable Health Care. We will also be talking about the study that Howard and Morehouse and Meharry did about the recent health disparities. Mm. So, like, for instance, currently there are 32 million people who do not have medical insurance but will have it by the end of the decade.
Thank you.
That means that there will be a shortage of 60 to 100,000 primary care physicians. Mm. So we got to talk about that. We need some more doctors.
Mm. And how many legislators are coming from across the country?
35.
Oh, that's a lot.
And they're usually from our the health committees. Mm-hmm. From the various state houses. They are either their chairman, vice chairman, ranking minority member of the health committee, of the health committees around the country.
And this has been going on, this effort, 19 years. Boy, time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, we have talked about mental health. We have talked about the veterans coming home from the war and what should be put in place for them. We have talked about just the despair, you know, trying to continue to find ways to stop the disparities for our African-American community.
Now, with these 35-plus legislators from across the country, any black legislators coming from California? Because Wendy want to know whether some of her elected officials are coming up in here.
Okay. You know what? I got a list, but I don't have it with me. It might be. Usually there are. We have some from. I tell you what, I'll call you back and tell you who's going to be here because they come in tomorrow, and then we're all day on Friday, and we'll have one breakout session. And the breakout session will we'll be able to use both chambers of the House, and the House and the Senate. So last year they were very, very happy to be in our chambers. So this year they'll be able to go to both chambers.
Oh, so you're doing it in where we make the laws here in Indiana.
They will be sitting in the seats.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we'll put them in them Republican seats and maybe some good will rub off.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna put some oil on them seats.
Okay.
And the other thing is, now you're going to make sure that the elected officials from South Carolina and North Carolina behave themselves, since those schools from those two states are competing in the Classic.
Yes, well, we will be hosting them all weekend.
So
it starts Friday, and then we will be making sure that they have good seats at the game on Saturday. And a good time.
Mm. Are these sessions open to the public, or is this just a meeting with the legislators?
Well, it's basically legislators, but this year it is simulcast on it'll be a webinar.
Oh, a webinar.
So you can I'm trying to find that. My son told me I should never use an iPad because I didn't know what I was.
Hey, do our elected officials keep it real here in Indiana?
I love it. I need to come sit in there with y'all.
Yeah, and okay. What did I do with this?
I tell you what, when you find it, holler back.
I will holler back because they are put. I'll have Tish call you right back. Wait a minute, if you just hold on a second.
Oh.
No, you just hold on. The guy's unchanging hand in that iPad. We'll be right back.
I had put it on the phone, so I put something on the phone. So I could talk to you, and then I thought I'd put something on the iPad so that I would have it ready for you. Of course, I'm not doing that right.
I think next year's session is educating the black community on the iPad.
Man,
I think that's next year. I think that's next year's conference. I tell you what, when you get that, have your folks call in, and we'll repeat that. State Representative Vanessa Summers, it is the 19th annual Black America's Dialogue on Health, sponsored by the National Black Caucus of State Legislators. And then tonight, 7 o'clock. Get in the proper godly spirit before you go back home and you're watching the debate and you're saying stuff you ain't had no business because you're yelling at Romney and you're going, go, press, go, and all that kind of stuff. Wendy Raquel Robinson, she is going to be the featured speaker. Is it considered the featured speaker?
Wow.
Wait a minute. That means you got to out-preach Pastor Johnson.
No, baby, ain't no competition.
He ain't speaking. Oh, you set now.
I found it.
Oh, wait, and Vanessa found it. Representative, what? And the website is
dialogueonhealth.nbcsl.org. And we will be on from 9:15 to 3:30. And if you're on the caucus's email blast system, you should be getting that email blast today.
All right. State Representative Vanessa Summers, Wendy Raquel Robinson, it's an honor and a privilege to meet you. Have a great time while you're here in our city.
I will. Black at you.
When we come back, the words of Frederick Douglass documented. I mean, we already done some Frederick Douglass already. He don't know it yet, but we did it. It's After News with Amos on a very busy Wednesday.